لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The words of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you, as well as myself, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Have the taqwa of Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. Dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, and again here I stand before you to talk to you from heart to heart. Those who always feel that the khutbah is a means of lashing or admonishment, I don't know really what to tell you, but I tell you what. Some people leave the khutbah happy and satisfied, and they think about to improve themselves. And some people, they have nothing except criticism or talk among themselves about the khutbah. But I tell you in a very humble way, if the shoes fits, so wear it. So why do you think the khutbah applied to you if you are not one of those people? But if you are one of these people and you heard this khutbah for 99 times, so whose fault is this? We're talking about renovation of this community. We're talking about reviving this mosque. We're talking about waking up the Muslim Ummah of community of Columbia, South Carolina. And this can apply to me or to you or to some of us or maybe to most of us. Nevertheless, again, I say in a humble way, if the shoes fit, so wear it. That means apply to you, does not apply to somebody else. Let's go to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us not only pray or fast, Allah is saying, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةِ وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةِ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Let it be a nation, a group among you, invite others to good, to what is good. Doesn't matter if it's good for you towards your dunya, or good for you towards the akhirah, or both. We are obligated to be part of this team of da'wah. Da'wah to what is good. If you capable to teach a young girl, a teenage girl, how to cook and to develop her motherhood, so she can be a good wife and a good mother, you are contributing towards the good. If you're teaching somebody how to perform the salah properly, you are inviting to the good. If you're teaching somebody something to help him in this life, on the hereafter, you are on the sirat of the da'wah. But we could not sit focusing about our own self, me and my family, me and my education, me and my weight, me and my business. We never going to grow like this. Look to our history since 1981 until today. If we want to have inventory to see what is the community gain or game or sense for 26 years. One, okay, we build a mosque. Two, we have a school, okay, or education system. Three, we give the care. Four, let me think. Five, I'm not sure. Six, nothing there. And one and two and three and four, how many people really contribute to make this work? To make the mosque established, to make the education system taking a place. Honestly, how many times do you hear the khutbah talks about the same meaning? And the next thing I hear about what the people say when they go outside. They don't like the way how the imam talks. I'm trying today to be calm, to put my voice down, to keep the microphone in this stand, so we can make you happy, so you can do something. But believe it or not, it's not going to work. But I want a different way. I asked some of the Shura member, or all the Shura member, I said, listen, you are from India and Pakistan, you are from Arabia and whatever, and you are from America, Afro-America, whatever. What about each one of you get in the member one khutbah and deliver a khutbah so your own people and your own culture can hear the same message so they can believe it and start to do it. Brother, you have a PhD degree in whatever it is, in economics, in philosophy, in name it. So of course you know to talk better English than me, and you know how to connect the sentence better than me. What about you getting the member at least once in your life and give the khutbah, so the people can hear the message in the nicest way? But nobody wants to do it. Brothers and sisters, I'm asking you in the name of Allah, question yourself. What do you do for the community? What do you do for the mosque? If you belong to any organization outside, in your school, in your job, you belong to a camp, to a group, to a club, there is certain obligation and duties. Brother, we give donation. Thank you, brother. Jazakallah khair. If everybody is going to be giving money, money doesn't talk. Or they say money talks and means walks. So where is the works? Let me tell you a verse from the Quran to show you that of all of us doing the same thing is not going to work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَوْلَا نَفَرَ مِنْ كُلِّ فِرْقَةٍ مِنْهُمْ طَائِفَةٌ لِيَتَفَقَّهُوا فِي الدِّينِ وَلْيُنذِرُوا قَوْمَهُمْ إِذَا رَجَعُوا. That what can be better than jihad? But Allah said not all the Muslims can go for jihad. So let those people go for jihad and let another group sit in the mosque and learn and get the understanding of the deen. So when the soldiers come back from the jihad, they will teach and educate them. We could not be all of us dropping this $5 and $10 or even the $500. I give you a simple example. If we want to give da'wah outside, go to pay a Christian or a Jew and tell him, go and give da'wah? Could not. Let's be real. I know you hate to hear me. I give you a break for 2-3 weeks. But what's the result? We're going to continue like this. If you give the mosque as much as you give to your sports, this is all what I'm asking. Your sports. If you give the mosque as much time you consider about losing weight and reading and going to Hashem and we will have a better community than what we have. It's not a choice, brother. It's a job that has to be done by me and you. And honestly, I hate to see some Muslims look like birds. They come down from the tree, pick up the seeds, and fly away. That's it. A Muslim shouldn't be a bird. Come for whatever he wants, and after they sleep. Most of us know about the mosque way. Somebody die? Somebody getting married? Somebody wants a loan? You know the basics. You know the basics. So what else are you going to come for the mosque? So brother, we're coming for Jummah. Brother, it's not working. I'm telling you it's not working. And I talk in a different tone and different ways. And I ask other people to come here and talk to you. And guess what? It's so surprising to see one of respected brothers of our community want to drive in or fly in to hear or to listen to a lecture by a kafir. But when we have a class, by the way, any of you know how many classes we have a week? Oh, mashallah, brother, you're South Carolina. Do you know Sheikh Adni is in class? Yes, I'm from my community. Oh, mashallah, you are blessed, brother. So what kind of activity in your community are you really thinking about relocating? Relocating for what, brother? Not to be fooled by seeing the imam running east and west and going here and giving lecture here. This is the imam. But I'm sorry, I don't want to tell you about my community. Honestly, I'm asking you. If somebody said to you, oh, you're from Colombia, you should handle it. Yes, I know him. So what kind of activity he got? What are you going to tell him? What kind of activity do we have? Do we have building? Is it clean? Is it air conditioned? Lights, rug, do we have library, do we have audio visual, do we have, name it. So brother, so alhamdulillah, I really was thinking about moving to your community. Yeah, for what? And South Carolina in general, you know the opportunity of jobs, it's very bad. So what are you coming for? No brother, I'm not concerned, I want to come because for the deen. What are you going to say? If somebody asks you now, what kind of activity gone in your mosque, what are you going to tell him? What are you going to tell him? How many classes? What type of classes? If she had, and Allah said, let some people sit, learn about the deen. When you have a class, why you don't have classes? Do you know what? Because sometimes the imam gives a class to himself. No, he's not crazy. He is sitting by himself, giving the class because he is recording the class, and somebody out of town will benefit from the class. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this ummah to be the best nation, for what? Is it because they are Arab? Is it because they are Arab? It must be some characteristic made this ummah and made these people to be muflihun. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من دل على خير فله أجر مثل فاعله. Whosoever informed people or whosoever appointed people, directed people to something good, he will get the reward of the doer without taking anything from the reward. So in addition to this, a must is that we be participating in whatever, going in the mosque, reviving the mosque, make the mosque come back to life, or try to make it born again, or whatever you want to call it. We have to do something. We have to do something. Coming in Jum'ah and leaving and coming 5 minutes before, you know, if I close the khutbah now and start Salah, half of the community is not going to have Jum'ah. Because we want to express in everything. Express Jum'ah, come 5 minutes before two, catch two rak'at and keep going, see you next week. What kind of ummah that God to fix himself or fix others that they did not have any nourishment of Iman? Okay, I born Muslim, I make the 5-time prayers, I go for Jum'ah. The Sahaba, not me or you, he said, Ta'ala nu'min bi Rabbina sa'a. Come, let's sit down and study the deen, talk about Iman, talk about Jannah, talk about something to increase our faith. So our faith, most of us, is stagnated, is standing like a sitting water. And when it's sitting water is not running, it's going to stink soon or later. Why? Because the water is standing, but the running water is different. Is our Iman, do we develop our Iman? How much do you see Muslims? How much time you sit in something called class? Why, brothers, that we think we're so great, we're so big to sit in a class? Once a week. Once a week is too much to have one single class. Subhanallah, what kind of ummah is this? Ask yourself how much time you spend every day, not every week, watching TV. How much time? How much time is the chat in the phone? How much time this and that and this and that? But when it comes about contributing to others, brothers, I have some change, I'll drop it in the box on Friday and this it and say bye bye to the mosque, see it next week. This is not the way how Muslims are supposed to be. And in addition to this, we go outside talking to each other about the Imam admonishing, his language, his voice, his connections between the sentences. Why? Because this is this. But let somebody have something about politics. And we're going to invite so and so from out of town. Somebody going to talk about politics. Oh yeah. You'll find people working there, you're bringing refreshment, and everybody coming there, and everybody in time. How many older people, over 50, in the community we have? What did you do with your experience? Being an engineer, being a doctor, being professional, being whatever it is. Why you don't bring this experience to the Muslim community? There's a new generation that most of their children acting like fools or like a kafir. Why you don't come and sit with these children once a month and tell them something, and the other brother once a month? Why? All these professional people and all these people with degrees and all these people that 50 and 35 and 60, all this experience you got out of your life and your education, what you doing with it? Making money? Nothing wrong with it. But what you're doing to the Muslim? How you're helping the new generation? Our new generation have nothing to do except wrong or destroying of the mosque. Why? Because they don't know what to do with themselves and their time. So brothers, I hope and I pray, I really sincerely ask Allah that this will be the last khutbah in my life talking to you about the same issue. And when we come talk about something, mashallah, the first week or the first time, and after this it dropped it from 50 to 20 people. And after this give it another week or another month, almost nobody goes back again to the 3 or 5 people that are active in the community making the thing work. This is not the way. So for the sake of Allah, help others and help yourself before others. Because when you're doing something, you are improving your own Iman. You are improving your own iman, and you are pleasing Allah by coming and help the Muslim community, making the mosque, making the center to be an active place. Before I close, which we're talking about da'wah and khair and all these things, this booklet, Islam Is, I had printed 20,000 copies. Okay, it can stay in the storage room. This is for da'wah for non-Muslim. Most of us say, brother, we don't know how to give da'wah. There is a silent da'wah. Go and you have some friends in your class, in your school, different places. Say, I have something for you. Would you like to have this booklet? It's free. Go ahead, brother. Can you do this? All right. I print 20,000 copies. Wudu and Salah like the Prophet. You don't know anybody Muslim that pray up and down like this? He finished 4 rak'ahs in 2 minutes? Are we going to do something with these books, or we'll keep it in the storage room? We need to be a source of information, source of guidance, helping people in community, South Carolina, United States, Canada, everywhere. Because we have a lot in this mosque. Believe it or not, we have a lot, we can do it. You don't want to spend money? No problem. Did you ever treat somebody for lunch or dinner? How much you spend? Even if you buy him a Subway sandwich, this is $7-$8 gone. Can you spend $7-$8 and get some books and give it somebody? Oh brother, I'm a student, you understand, I live from a check to check from the embassy, I could not give you $10 or $100. It's okay, brother. Are you willing to give these books for free? We give it to you for free. Do something. Do something. Be part of what is going in the mosque. And bring something new to the mosque. What is a mosque? You think a mosque is a building? No, we have a mosque. Brother, we can meet Jum'ah and 5-time prayers in any place. Does not have to have a roof even. Okay? Does not have to be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the masjid, أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمِ. The mosque that Allah mentioned its name and description in the Quran, the roof of it, when it rains, it leaves inside. But with the foundation of the Islam and the Muslims, that all the Sahaba came out of this mosque. And it was not even like what we have. Now we have, look to the carpet. Look to this, fans, air condition, all these beautiful things. What are we doing? Come for Jum'ah and leave. Please. Let's try to do something different, inshallah. And again, I remind you with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من دعا إلى هدى كان له من الأجر مثل أجور من تبع لا ينقص ذلك من أجورهم شيئا. Whosoever invites others to good by your words or by your action. Even if you come to the class, you know the information. But sit there, somebody say, oh, you know, brother so-and-so, he goes to the class. He must be something good there. He sits in the class. By your action, you encourage others to be. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever leads others to good, he will get the reward of the door of this good, without diminishing anything from the reward. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to be a better Muslims, inshallah. Care for the other Muslims and to try to contribute to the bettering of the Muslims. Ameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. Brothers, I want to tell you a story, but it's not a story, it is a real story. And this story to encourage you that you talk, that you walk, that you give, that you participate, even if it's something small, because you don't know what is this word can do. It may be flourish and become so great. We got one seed in the ground. But how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the example of those who spend their money in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلٍ. All what you put in the ground was only one seed. But the corn came with 7 ears. And in every ear was 100. Was only one seed. Say a word. Come do something. Sit with the children. Do something. You never know what can the result. The story, brothers, and inshallah, try to make it very short and direct to the point. It is my story. Okay, Gazi, is my story. And the story starts, first of all, 2 weeks ago, my ex-wife had passed away. May Allah send mercy in her soul. Why I'm telling you about my ex-wife? Because you know what? Her story. This lady, she was 45 years old. She a Rubin. She used to be whatever before, if famous. She converted to Islam. And she started some Islamic activity in Brooklyn, New York. She had a small school, and she decided to go to Saudi Arabia to bring some teachers to help her because she don't know the Arabic, she don't know the Quran. She went to Mecca, roomed the whole area, all the offices, official places. Everybody tell her, go back, send these papers and all these things through the embassy. She got tired, she could not find any help. Everything, you understand, you have to go through whatever, okay? Finally, her son, this sister by name, Sister Haja Hasina Umm Khalil, and this in 1974. 8, 9, 10 months, her son told her, who accompanied her to Mecca, he said to her, I see a man there, he teach in the Haram. He's a young man. But he have a big crowd and he speak English also. I see a lot of people talking with him. Maybe he's a big shot, we can talk to him. Maybe he have a connection and can help us. She said, it's fine. Talk to him and let him know I want to meet him. This Khalil Abdul Karim was about 10, 12 years old in that time. He came and said, my mother, we from America and we've been here for a year. And my mother wants to talk with you. I say, it's fine. I was teaching in the Haram. And this is the reason I was easy for him to spot me and see me. And so he said, my mother wants to meet you. I say, it's fine. What's going on? We make appointment and said, she showed me pictures about her activity and all these things. And she said, I want you to help me. I say, ma'am, I'm a poor man. I'm not the understand big shot, I'm only like you see me. I sit in the chair, I teach the people, I go to the Haram, I go to the school, but I'm not having any connection with these people, I could not. The only thing that can help you, maybe my time, but with the condition if my parents agree. She said, this is fine. This woman invited me to come to America, but the way how she talked to me, she talked to me with her tongue in the presence of her son and her tears there because she feels bad about the condition of the Muslims in America. In 75, 74 was not too much going in America. And her da'wah to me had touched my heart. I promised her if my parents agree, because my father and my mother, all people, they need me to be with them, they live in Mecca. So finally, to make a long story short, they visited my parents, asked my parents if Muhammad can come to America. From here to there, finally they agree for small time, 6 months. I came to America. I married this woman. And I started to get involved. I sat in New York, Brooklyn, New York, for 5 years, teaching and helping Muslims there. After this, I moved here. Brothers, now 31 years of work in da'wah by the will of Allah, and I ask Allah to accept it inshallah. Not that I'm bragging or making anything, but 31 years. How many times I taught, how many times I give classes, how many books, how many tapes, how many CDs. Who's getting this credit? This lady, she made one attempt, one single attempt to talk to me. As a result of her invitation, 31 years of work in the da'wah by the will of Allah is going to credit for this woman. And may Allah reward her. And may Allah accept what I'm doing. And may Allah give me the ability to continue to do. So this brothers, I'm giving you, not to tell you that I was or I am, but I'm telling you, look, invitation. You never know. You think this woman, she expecting, I know somebody, I tell her, talk to Francis so and so, this is a letter from me, and she will be fine. She get one person, one seat out of Mecca. She wanted the embassy. She got my visa. In 2 weeks, I was in America. 31 years as a result of invitation of a woman. I've been traveling from East Coast, South, everywhere with my work. Alhamdulillah, I beg Allah to accept it and make it pleasing to Him. But this woman had given da'wah to me, asked me, come and help my people. People in America need to know about the Sunnah. And this time was almost the time when Elijah Muhammad had passed away, and was nothing about Sunnah. You don't hear about this stuff in that time. I came here in 1975. This is a credit going to a Muslim woman. And one of the blessings that Allah had blessed me to give her father shahada before he died. He was about 70 years old man. And I gave him da'wah and he accepted and he died Muslim. Alhamdulillah. So brothers, this is an example. And if you read and you search, you will find many examples about one word somebody did and Allah blessed it and became so foolish. So I'm asking all of you today that you start to think about this and to start to do something and to start to give da'wah and to try to teach and to try to be part of the classes, try to be part of the school, try to be part of the activity, try to contribute to the strengthening of this ummah, because this is not a choice being here. We are here, we are obligated to do da'wah, that we try to be united, that we try to be together, that we try to spread the good for others, that we try to assist one another, help one another, to be like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seen, like one body. May Allah make this message reach your heart, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means for you to think about your mosque. And I say it very humble, brothers, if you think somebody else is doing it in Colombia, so why you don't go and do it there? Doesn't matter. If you think somebody really doing something for Allah and try to help the Muslims, you need to be part of it. Doesn't matter where. But if you are not here, neither you are not there, you are not in any of these masajid, you are not doing anything, you are only concerned about yourself, you need to correct this problem before it's too late. Brothers, it's not money. Although that most of us are not paying money for the mosque. But if everybody paying money, who's going to do the work? We need you physically, in person, even once a week. Consider that you are part of Masjid al-Muslimin, and that there is some duties that you need to fulfill it. Come. You know this man used to come? The old man that used to sit there? 80 years old, disappeared. Anybody know anything about him? Do you know if this man did a heart operation or not? Do you know if he's still alive or not? It's very bad. Can you imagine this man, after 8 years he took shahada, now he sees a Muslim, nobody even pick up the phone and to say, John, how you doing? We can be a cause of rida. People say, oh, I thought Islam is something good. But people do not know the difference between Islam and Muslim. Say, look, not even one single person raised the phone to ask why you disappear from the mosque. We need to have a committee to visit the sick, committee to welcome the new people, to get to know the Muslims, to a committee for the youth, committees for this and that. But when we live in no committees, no activity, nothing, it's very bad. And after this, everybody thinks that the other person doing it, the other person doing it. We are not doing it. We are not doing it. This is reality. And if you think somebody else or other organization doing it, so why don't go and do it with them? We only go if it's sports or politics. Sports and politics. And neither of them going to be questioned about it in the grave. I beg Allah's forgiveness for me and you and all the Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our feet firm in the deen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our iman. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم.